Gypsy Rose Blanchard finally got out of prison. Prison? Prison. Welcome back to Darius and David podcast. We're leaving
Ooh.
that in. We're leaving that in.
All right. Welcome back to the Generation David podcast. Episode, I think 111. I think. What's up, David?
Not much, you know, just enjoying the, you know, the awkward time between Christmas and New Year's. It's really downtime, but just enjoying that little brief time, just chilling, hanging out, working out, you know, and starting those New Year's resolutions, which I hate.
No, you don't have to do one.
I don't know. What about you? How's it going for you?
I'm enjoying my time off from booty old work. Don't care about Valentine's Day. Definitely not working out. So, yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Valentine's Day? Because we still got some time before Valentine's Day.
I thought you were going to say Valentine's Day. What did you say?
I said New Year's Day.
I don't care about that either. Anyway.
You know they're gonna be popping fireworks in their neighborhood.
I forgot about fireworks. Boy, I'm so sick of fireworks. Some idiot waits at 12 o'clock every night to go out there and bust them. I'm about to call the police.
Not the police. Yeah, someone was busting fireworks here too last night, and okay. I say fireworks, but I'm not exactly certain it was fireworks because it was like at 30 minute intervals. Like one went off and then another one went off like 20 or 30 minutes later and then another one went off. I'm like, is that fireworks or is that gunshots? I can't tell. It sounded like fireworks, but you know.
What?
You know, sometimes, you know, in those cases, I just, you know, I didn't ask questions. I just heard it. I was like, okay.
So every 30 minutes, something went off.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like consistent, like back to back or anything. So it was like weird, but it was only like two or three times. It was just like one loud bang. So it's like, are you just popping like one firework? Like one big firework? I don't know.
Anyway. I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 online yesterday. Boy, they got something called infectious. Like, if you die, you become an infected Santa Claus.
Okay.
That jump was fun.
Oh, that does sound fun.
The only weapon you get is a booty of life and some water balloons. But that jump was fun.
That does sound fun.
And then we was looking for the last person. Somebody got on the mic talking about, boy, why the dude was hiding in the water?
That's a good place to hide.
That was crazy. Nobody thought to look in the water. Then we looking for him. He snuck out the water, went inside the building. Finally got him, but that was fun. It was a good time.
It was like a good time. See, I would download and play that game with you, but considering it takes up, you know, most, if not all, of the storage.
How would you know?
Because I remember like reading an article or seeing an article, it was a video about like how just the size of the Modern Warfare games is like ridiculous.
You got a hard drive?
Yes. I need to get an external hard drive though, because every time one of the games wants to download or update, it's like, get rid of some of your storage. I'm like,
Mm-hmm. You should probably get one. I think I need another one. But yeah, it did take up space. I had to move some stuff around, but it's all right. It was fun though. Good time.
Good time.
Apparently, if you delete games, you still own them.
According to
my sources, but I don't know.
Yeah, like Because if you go to your, like all your games, you have your downloaded games, and then you have your purchased games, and it shows essentially all of them, even ones that you can't get, like you know if they're just like PS4 exclusive or even PS3, not PS3, but yeah, I do that sometimes where I delete some games just to clear some space, and when I want to play again, just download.
I don't know. Maybe they should make the console with a bunch of space to begin with, you know? $500 or whatnot.
I agree. But that's how they get you. They're like, we're gonna release the standard version with this amount of space. And then a year later, we're gonna release the same console, but it has more space.
Yeah, I'll probably just get another hard drive.
Speaking of PS5s and whatnot. I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but a few weeks ago, we had some guests over, we had some company over, and when we have guests over, they sleep on the couch. And this particular guest, he likes, use a PlayStation, play on the PlayStation. So I was like, okay, you can play on mine while I go to bed, use YouTube, whatever. And I think he was playing like Fortnite or something. And then he was like, yeah, at some point, the system just shut off. Like abruptly, and I was like, rrr, rrr, rrr. He was like, it's probably just dust or something. So we set out on the very rigorous journey of cleaning the PS5. And like, you can take the cover off, take some, remove some screws and just kind of clean up in there. But I was like, you know what? I've never actually cleaned this before, so might as well just do the whole thing. Boy, cleaning the whole PS5, like completely taking it apart. I don't recommend it. It took like 3 hours. It was laborious. And boy, if you miss a screw, ho. Ho-ho.
Yeah, that don't sound fun.
Well, I will say that I learned a lot about the when that, I was like, I oftentimes like look at a system or something or a computer or something. I'm like, I wonder how this works. Like, I wonder how I could do all this stuff. And now I know. Well, I don't really know, but I'm like, okay, I know what the internal, like inside of a PlayStation 5 looks like. And that's cool. But boy, there are so many bells and whistles and screws, small screws too. It's like, ugh. Yeah. How was your Christmas?
Was pretty good.
We're not going to talk about what we got for Christmas. I'm not going to make that same mistake, so we don't want to be robbed. But
After you just finished talking about the PlayStation 5, I made some gumbo. Turned out was good. Made sweet potato pie. I forgot it was in there. Might try it later. Did the whole family thing. That was a good time. Exchanged gifts with somebody, with a few people actually. That was a good time. Boy, I got this cologne. Boy.
cologne?
Boy.
Allegedly, when it comes to like colognes and perfumes and stuff, if you go to the store which you bought it or which they sell that particular clone, again, allegedly, someone on Twitter said this. I don't know how factual it is, but you could instead of buying a whole new bottle of that same perfume or cologne, you can ask them to refill the bottle with the clone you have, like $28, or like much cheaper than the actual buying the cologne again. Yeah, but I recommend
I don't feel
calling.
like that's true.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how factual it is, so I definitely recommend calling and asking before you go up there and make a fool of yourself. It's a lot easier to make a fool of yourself, or a lot easier to make a fool of yourself in person than over phone. So, but yeah,
Be
no,
cool
that's
if that was true, though.
oh, absolutely. So you got some cologne. That's nice. That's nice. Were there any particular gifts you gave that you were excited about? Like you're like, oh, that was a good gift that I did. I did good on that one.
I got me and my sister matching hats.
Imagine, well, that's nice.
Matching winter SpongeBob hats. What else? Don't even remember what else I gave out, but yeah, I think that was my favorite. Because last year I got us a matching different, a different set of matching stuff. So yeah, was a good time.
Well, that's nice.
And how did your Christmas dinner go?
Boy. So I don't know if I said this in the podcast or we had a FaceTime conversation about it. But I mentioned at some point that I after Thanksgiving, the dinner, I would bring some, you know, season home. And you suggested bringing Little Lowry's home, which season salt Lowry's, you can't go wrong with it. Reduce sodium. And boy, I did it. I brought some home, and you best believe I did use some. Best believe I did a little turn to the side and a little get pulled out of my pocket. Just do 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 do.
Man, I was sneaking the seasoning his food. Well,
And you best believe it did make it better.
this man didn't want to offend nobody.
it's funny too, because
Hey, what you doing, huh?
I made the joke. I don't know if it was on the podcast or it was on FaceTime, but I made the joke that instead of just adding it to my bowl, I would just sneak away from all the festivities and go to like the big old pot, because someone mentioned making gumbo, go to the big old pot of gumbo and just season it up. Closing the pot, sneaking back into the family. And then when everyone's eating, they're like, oh, this is so good. In the back of my head being like, yeah, that was me. I didn't do that, but I thought of myself, I was like, I had the perfect chance to do that. But yeah.
Should have did it.
I should have did it. But all in all, it was good. It was a good time. I had some good Christmas. You know, I gave my mom a necklace that I'm really happy about. That was nice. I got some good gifts. I got me a new cup for water. I got me a new thing for water that also honestly doubles as a weapon. Like, this is, it's heavy, it's durable. Boy, just swing it around. Someone comes up, it's like, ah, swing them hit with my lemon water. It really is like something. Got to see my nieces and my nephews. That was fun. My nephew is almost two, and he is very, very loud, as a 2-year-old is apt to be. Also very adventurous, and many times he was trying to run towards the actively lit stove, and I was like, no. And he does not like to be told no. And every time I said no, he would scream in my face. I'm like, okay.
Oh, you should have just mind your business.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Bet he wouldn't have did it again.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But all in all, I had a good Christmas, a good time. I also, I'm the only weirdo in my family who drinks decaf coffee. So I went home. My brother makes some coffee. He makes some strong caffeinated coffee. And I forgot, because on Christmas I had 2 cups of that, and I forgot what caffeine does. Because I don't drink it a lot, so I forgot what a lot of caffeine does. And at first, like the first 2 hours, I was hyped up. I was feeling good, feeling great. But boy, the crash, when the crash happened, ooh, boy, it was not a good time. It was so noticeable that my mom, I kept asking, I was like, "Are you okay? What's wrong?" And at first, I didn't know what it was. I thought I was just being like moody or sad. And I was like, "It's Christmas. I shouldn't be moody or sad or whatnot." And then, went on the way to the Christmas dinner, I was like, "Oh, that's what's happening. I'm crashing. That's what's happening." Boy, it was rough.
Coffee made this man emotional.
I wasn't. It wasn't. It was funny. It wasn't even emotional. It was just like
Hormonal.
irritated. Not really feeling a whole lot.
Coffee made this man act outside himself.
Listen,
Boy, they are gay.
first off, wow. Second off, that's just the effect of caffeine and.
Sure, blame caffeine.
Oh, also, congrats to Christmas. I downloaded, I got the refund for that game that I messed up on. And then I got the better edition for the same price, which was ridiculous. But I was able to get the refund. I started playing the game you got me. Boy, it's fun, but boy, it's difficult. Like, I mean, I said it to hard mode, so it's gonna be difficult, but boy, I was playing a level last night. Boy, I was sweating. Like I finished, I managed to beat the level and clear all the conditions, but boy,
Sweating.
I was stressed. When I got done, I was like, "Oh, I had to put the controller down." I'm not even like 25% into the game.
Boy, I downloaded this game called Sifu a couple of months back. Boy, that game is hard, boy. Ain't played it. Shoot, finally said I downloaded. I can't get past a certain board. And then every time you lose, it age you up. So now I'm old. I
Yeah.
started off like 18, now I'm 25.
Yeah, so it's kind of play through that game again. It does seem very difficult.
A fun game, though. Somebody asked when we were recording again because they had some idea for the show. So, should have just sent it because I don't know when we're recording. So there you go.
How are you doing? But yeah, it sounds like we both had some good Christmases. Who else had a good Christmas? Well, not a good Christmas because it was a few days after. A good late Christmas was Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who got out of prison as effective of yesterday, the 28th of December of 2023. She finally got out of prison, so shout out to her. Boy, so right before we start recording, I saw a picture and someone commented, "Well, she's already got an iPhone 15 and a 12 pack of Dr. Pepper. She's doing well."
They was talking about her in, in this group chat I'm in. This dude was saying he don't know why people hyping her up, making her famous. Yeah, people dumb.
She took a picture of her getting some new shoes. Apparently, one of my friends on Snapchat, he sh like showed a video of like her in front of like newscasters getting her walking from like an Ulta or something like that. He was like, "It's crazy because that was the same one I work at." So we were watching her walk through. I was like, "That's insane. Small world." But yeah, so if you don't know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is, if you've been living under a rock, about I think about 10 odd years ago, she was involved in a case where her and her partner allegedly killed her mother.
No, allegedly, I went to jail for it. I'm so murderous.
And it was a whole scandal and so on and so forth. But the reason why the story is so famous is not because she killed her mother or was a part of the killing of her mother, was because of the situation leading up to her mother's death. Essentially, her mother had something called Munchausen by proxy. And what that means is if you heard someone say calling someone else a hypochondriac, this is essentially what that is, but it's that, but applying that to someone else. So what was happening is the mother was applying fictitious disorders to the daughter, whether consciously or subconsciously, so she could essentially control her daughter and take care of her while also like getting attention and support from others. Like for example, like they had GoFundMes. I think they even got a house from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and things like that. And the downside to this though, you're like, well, that's not so bad. The effect that it was having on the daughter, at one point, I think the daughter said that she went to the doctor and they're like, oh, you know, you're aged like an 18-year-old, but she assumed that she was 13. So she didn't know what a actual age she was. She was getting a lot of medications that she didn't need.
Had that girl with stomach tubes,
Stomach tube, yep.
IVs, feeding tubes,
A lot of things
and
that
baby teeth.
that one a lot of things that is very neglectful for a growing person, very harmful. And then at some point she got access to the internet. She started finding someone. I think they met at McDonald's, oddly enough. I remember there's a documentary on YouTube, two-part documentary. I recommend go watching it because it's wild. And all I remember is distinctly of
Okay, it's
McDonald's.
wild.
But she started talking with someone. They met at a convention or something, and he started planting ideas like, "Hey, your situation doesn't sound great," and he was like, "We can get you out of that situation." You know, she fell in love, and he was like, "Well, what if I come see you?" Da da da. One thing led to another, and like, he's like, "What if we just..." And then they just the mom and ran away, and they eventually got caught. She went to prison for so many years, and now she's released. But that's kind of the situation. It was a whole big deal. There's a Hulu special, an 8-part episode special called The Act. That's kind of like halfway fictitious. Like it's of course a dramatization of it, but I'd recommend watching the documentary before watching that because the documentary is obviously more factual. But yeah, no, it was wild. She got released from prison, and yeah, it's just an interesting case all around. I read a report. The last thing I'll say about it is I read another report, an article that she said that she essentially she regrets what she did, and she is, of course, she's not happy that her mother's dead, and ultimately saying that while she did get out of her situation, she regrets it because she wished she had the knowledge, because her mother was sick, and she wished she had knowledge like get her mother the help she needed, and not the way it happened, and she's also free. So she regrets it. She's not happy-go-lucky that her mom's dead, but now she could live her life, of course, as a felon, and all the tribulations
Boy,
that come
you
with that.
wild.
But yeah, now she essentially gets to start her life, which good for her, I guess.
Right.
Truly a wild situation.
Is. In other news, NBA player Nikola Jokic, like two-time MVP, one-time Finals MVP. That means he has a championship, aka Brian, because they look alike. This man said when he retire, he hope nobody notices him and he don't like being famous. Boy, you'd have thought he dug up somebody dead grandma and spit on her. These people mad at him because he don't want to be approached and stalked. He said people just be taking their cameras out, recording while he eating and with his family, taking pictures all the time. Don't even ask. They just come up to him with their phones. And he don't like it. And they mad at him. Shut up.
I agree. That's almost like when Doja Cat was on live or something. Well, Doja Cat is Doja Cat. We're not gonna justify her actions or support her, because she was already in hot water anyways. She stays in hot water essentially. But at some point on live, she was like, "Yeah, I don't care really, I don't care about y'all. Like, I mean, I appreciate that y'all like my music, but I don't love y'all. Like, I don't care about y'all. Like, it is what it is. And people got mad about her, and I'm like, she's right, though. Like, you give her money, you listen to her music, it's great, you support her, but she doesn't have to like you. Imagine, like, imagine having a million fans and having to like all of them. I barely like 10 people. What do you mean?
That's funny. I don't know. I feel like it's different. Like, with her, her money comes from, like, people actually streaming and going to her concerts and, like, actively liking her. With him, he signed a contract with a company, so he gonna get paid regardless. So she probably should have just been like, not say anything, as opposed to, I'm gonna get paid anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, she got a right to say it. Like, that's how she feels. That's fine. Because people think because they support you, they got an input into your personal life.
Yeah, and I think that's more where she's coming from. Yeah.
Like, I watched this podcast, and this dude paid, you know, you can pay for like the super chat so they'll read your comment.
Yeah.
This man paid just to say, please stop cussing. Boy, if you don't push the exit button. Creep.
This man paid money just to tell other people what to do on their show.
On their show, boy. Boy, ain't no way.
If you have any suggestions for the Darius and David podcast, please give us money and we'll read it.
Probably won't do it.
Absolutely, we won't do it, but we'll read it.
We'll read it, yeah.
Because we got it to get the money.
You know, people used to do that. And then, I don't know, I guess somebody hurt their feelings on the air. And it don't happen no more. Anyway. Anyway. That was a wild time.
Wild.
So, I want to play this game. You like games?
Of course I do.
That sounds creepy.
I want to play a game.
Right. It's this or that. They got a this or that like card game out now, but I don't have it. And I'm sure you don't have it. So, I just went to the internet, typed in this or that questions. And apparently on parade.com it has 150 this or that questions. I don't know if I'm gonna do all 150, but we're gonna play up until either we do all 150 or we get bored. Also, I have the misfortune of going back to work soon, so I want to try to record with Jay and Brian. So if either one of y'all can figure out a time before Thursday, let us know. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Playlists or podcasts?
Podcast.
Yeah, probably podcast.
Well, I do not be making playlists like at all. Like, and I don't.
Oh, I have to make the playlist? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And I don't feel bad about it, but when people are like, oh yeah, my summer playlist, my sleeping playlist, my car playlist. I'm like, I just, if I am going to listen to music, which is rare, especially now when I'm driving, I'm gonna just put on my like songs and just press shuffle, or just start from the top, because usually it's only the first like 20 songs from the top of the list that I want to listen to. But 9 times out of 10, I'm putting on a podcast. Shoot,
I do have a car playlist because, I mean, I got good music on there. And then I listen to podcasts. So I got a car playlist. But, yeah. Apparently Apple make your playlist up for you. I got an Apple radio station. It's pretty accurate.
Oh, I
But
got a,
yeah.
I got a, I don't know if this is on the list, but if it is, but I got this or that question for you. Apple Music, and this can you listen to you, Apple Music or Spotify?
Apple Music. I hate Spotify. You know that.
The reason I asked is because I saw a video on Twitter, of course, of Megan Thee Stallion saying that if you have Spotify, you're like a teenager or a child, and that Apple Music is good. And I'm like,
she's right. The only thing about Apple Music I don't like is the shuffle. I'm going to type in a song and play it, and then 2-3 songs later, if not the next song, you playing it again. Like, that shuffle is trash. But, yeah, Spotify, not a fan. You can't even find a song you want to. Then you have to listen to like 8 other songs before you get to the song you want to. It's like Hulu. It's subpar.
Hulu is subpar? What?
Hulu is subpar. Well, I hate Hulu interface.
Oh, okay, the interface. Okay.
I hate it all. And then I started the show, it started me over because I paused it or left it like halfway through and then starting it over. Get out of here. Hulu is subpar. Heard me? You pay $80 a month for some trash.
First off, it's 17.
And that's some trash. The only good thing about Hulu is that I started watching Fargo, and you weirdos better not spoil it for me. And when I watch NBA, it play the scores of the games I'm not watching at the top. Other than that, Hulu can kiss my cheeks. And not the ones on my face.
You know, next question.
All right. Shoes or slippers?
Shoes.
Slippers, I'm lazy.
And now, if it was shoes or Crocs, Crocs would win, but...
Ain't Crocs slippers?
I get
Crocs ain't shoes, that's for sure. Technically, Crocs are clogs. Shut up. Oh, Dave, I got to show you my Crocs I got for Christmas.
Got Crocs? That's fine.
Boy. Some fire. You said shoes?
Yeah, I said shoes.
I got a wild sneaker collection. Pork or beef?
Ooh. I know your answer to this question. Beef,
yeah.
Because I was actually thinking about that yesterday because I saw like a video for like bacon pancakes where you know make some bacon and you make it.
Bacon pancakes, that's what I'm going to make.
Bacon pancakes, but you
make it and you put it in a pancake. Bacon
pancakes. Exactly, this is exactly that. And they had some, like, they put some powdered sugar on, they dipped in some syrup, and I was like, oh, that's good. And I was about to send it to you, and I was like, oh, wait, you don't like pork because pigs don't sweat. And I was like, I remember that, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's gross.
Pork, I had some the other day. It was salty. It's like, now that you know, like, how bad it actually is, it's like you could taste the yuck. But I'm still down for time to time. You know, if somebody makes something, I'm like, oh, get this out of here. Yeah. It's just not something I eat on the regular, you know?
Yeah. I was also thinking of, like, pulled pork versus pulled brisket, and I'm a brisket guy all the time.
Oh, boy, I do some nasty stuff with some brisket.
Mm-hmm.
Not with no man, but, you know. Like them humiliation videos, I'll make one.
What?
For some good brisket? Put me in a diaper. I don't care.
No, stop. No.
I don't care.
Next question.
No.
No.
Face.
You say this is a safe space?
This is a safe space.
This ain't no safe space.
Yeah, it is.
This ain't a therapy room.
Safe space.
I am off the clock.
This Darius and David podcast is a safe space. Swimming pool or beach?
Ooh. I'm gonna say swimming pool. And here's why. Because while a beach, you know, can be fun, your swimming pool is a lot more secluded. There's a lot less people usually. A lot less sand.
But it's sand, boy. What?
Then you have to, and then you have to wash off in the communal showers and under the faucet or whatnot, the spigot, the bathroom. That's kind of gross.
Because you got us some shoes, you'll be all right. Well, white people don't be wearing shower shoes. Swimming pool, cool. I learned how to swim in one. I think I'm gonna go with the beach.
Now, a beach every now and again, like for a
good for long, but then I gotta choose. I'll go with the beach. I ain't getting that water because you know. They got microscopic parasites trying to get in your pee hole.
Also, that part. Life.
But fruits or vegetables?
I say vegetables.
I know I just made somebody bad saying vegetables.
Vegetables. I'd say vegetables because vegetables, thinking of like what I would eat more of, and I'd probably say vegetables.
Which one I eat more? Dang, I might have to go with vegetables. Because I cook with them.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can't go, like, a good broccoli, good carrots, especially, like, carrots and stew, potatoes and ooh, not on a stew. Like a stew or,
That might make some. What's your favorite fruit?
Fruit? Grapes. Green grapes, specifically.
Interesting.
What's your favorite fruit?
Pineapple. Followed very closely by mangoes.
Mangoes?
Mm-hmm. Why you say pineapple? And pineapple is delicious, boy.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You're right. No. It ain't good.
Oh, please. You still mad about this? I said earlier. You mad about whatever we were talking about earlier? What, the shoes, slippers? I don't remember. You're upset.
I'm not upset.
Summer or winter?
Oof.
Been in the South, but this is easy.
You say that, but, okay. I guess winter, because the sun still comes out in winter.
Oh, not you, one of them seasonal depression people.
Yes, sir.
I don't factor those people into my life. You get a real complaint.
What about you? What's your answer?
Winter. You be sweaty all the time. Boy, it was 100. It was 96 degrees at night this summer, David.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
At 9 p.m.
Also, my electric bill is a lot cheaper in winter, too. And that's nice.
Shoes. Winter. Plus, I get to wear jackets. I like jackets. I got a bunch of jackets. I'm thinking about wearing some Timberlands. Getting some more Timberlands. I don't know. I might do it. We'll see. Yeah, winter. I hate the summer, boy. Always hot. Wake up in the morning, it's hot. Go to bed, it's hot. Be sweaty. Booty crack should not sweat. Salt or pepper?
Salt.
Yeah, salt be bringing that flavor out. Although, if you get some pepper and you heat it up the right way, boy, pepper can change the beer, but salt, yeah.
Yeah, but
food ain't got no salt, and it's over.
Yeah. Like, pepper really does, like, help it along, but salt, you need some salt to bring out those flavors.
Thanks.
Speaking of, like...
I put salt on my women. What's that?
Speaking of, like, cooking and whatnot, I'm back in my Hell's Kitchen nonsense. And, because the newest season 22, they haven't, like, they've been really inconsistent with their, like, scheduling or, like, video, or, like, you know, episodes coming out. I don't know if it's just a Hulu thing, or if it's just, like, you know, the holidays just being inconsistent. But I was like, okay, I want to watch some Hell's Kitchen. So I started watching season 10, because the sous chef, one of the sous chefs they have now, Chef Sushina, that's the season that she won. And I was like, okay, well, I want to watch to see where she came from. I want to see, like, you know, the start.
Not her backstory.
Her backstory, yes, sir.
just old Peter Parker. This is how my story begins.
Honestly, truthfully. And boy, this season 10, because, you know, there's a lot of seasons of shows, and you can start off any season. But if you are considering watching Hell's Kitchen and you like drama and you like mess, and, like, I'm talking, like, mess, like, messy, people screaming at each other, people being rude to each other. Season 10 is the best place to start, because this season 10, oh, it's messy. These people hate each other. Mm-hmm. Throwing each other on the bus, screaming at each other, cursing at each other, almost fighting with each other, almost. They don't have no nice thing to say about anybody. Like, it's, I've watched a few good seasons of Hell's Kitchen. Like, this season is, like, they really picked the people that are like, okay, you want to hate each other? You want to fight? But also, like, it's also the season with the most questionable decisions. Because every time, almost every episode where he's like, okay, this person goes, this person stays, I'm always hit with, like, I'm like, really?
Is that the one with the 500 pound comment?
Yes. She thinks she can say whatever she wants because she's 500 pounds.
It's crazy.
And in the same episode.
I mean, I guess though, when it comes to cooking, if she's 500 pounds, then, you know.
In the same episode, the losers of the challenge had to eat some goat testicles. And the narrator, with their excellent writing, this was after the 500-pound comment, said, well, the red team, they had to eat some testies, and now they're really testy because they were fighting with one another. They were very testy. I'm like, well, this writing is terrible.
Garbage pun. Anyway, anything else about your show?
No. Just highly recommend it.
Cash or cards?
What was the first one?
Cash or cards?
Cards.
Cards? Give me the cash.
I do not be carrying cash on me. Also, my bank, the nearest one near me is in Monroe. I don't want to be, if I have cash, I don't want to have to go to the bank every time just to put the cash in the bank.
I mean, if you have cards, just, anyway, cookies or chips?
Cookies. Cookies.
Chips. Unless it's a chocolate chip cookie. I'm taking it every day, all day. Soda or juice?
Soda.
Yeah, Sprite Zero. That's the only soda I drink.
Boy, people are like, yeah, I drink orange juice. I drink my apple juice. Juice has so much sugar in it.
Yeah. They do. Although Minute Maid Mango, oh man, that's right up there with the brisket. That's what it was, beef or brisket, the beef or pork thing. That's right up there, boy. Give me some brisket and some Minute Maid, man.
Put you in a
might release a sex tape. Farm or city? Farm or city?
Ooh, wow. City.
Farm. I want a farm. Text or call?
Text all the way. Boy.
Oh, I hate texting.
Boy. When people call me out of the blue just for rain, I'm like, oh, and
listen. Wow, that's how you feel?
Well, I mean, with some, most people, like, well, okay, let me preface. It's just like,
No. Say what you gotta say.
Like, if you're gonna call me with a specific person purpose. Like, it whether it be a question, whether it be something you want to say to me, whether it be something like, you know, every time you call me or FaceTime, you're always like, oh, I called you because I had a question. I called you because I had a story. Something like that. The substance. But if you just call me and say, hey, what's up?
Oh, just to hold the phone? Yeah, that's what.
Just to hold the phone? Just to have a phone call? No.
People still do that. But I have one person that do that. I mean, it don't be on purpose, but eventually it leads to just holding the phone. But yeah, I see your point. That boy say text, don't call me. New phone or new clothes?
New clothes, because I really only get a new phone like if I absolutely need to. Like the phone I have now, I only got it because my last phone stopped charging, and I'll probably have this one until it, you know, eventually, if something happens to it that I can't use it anymore.
I completely understand. New clothes.
Also, like especially now that I found like, I won't say my fashion, but like. You know,
Hawaiian shirts.
I mean, honestly, what I like to wear, like, what makes you feel good, like, what I like to wear, like, you know, because, like, for a lot of my life, I didn't know, like, what I like to wear, or, like, what, like, what feels good, but now I have, like, okay, I like me a good button-down shirt, give me some good khaki, some good slacks. That's what I like, and now that I have that, like, I'm like, yeah, give me some nice button-downs, give me some colorful button-downs, that's what I want.
Yeah. I noticed you found your style. I was there while you were still in search of with the tank tops and the muscle tees and the striped shirts. I remember. Look at you growing up.
Look at me looking. Yeah, that's right.
Black or white?
black.
Light black or dark white myself.
Yeah, I prefer like darker color, like especially clothing. Like I prefer darker colors in general, just because it like works better. Or I think it looks better.
Really?
Yeah, and also like white clothes, they stain easily. And
well, that's true.
I be eating.
That's crazy. This man dropped food on himself. That's crazy.
But no, just in general, like black clothes like look better. It look better. Apparently there's a way to tell like with how your veins look on your wrist, like whether or not like people particularly of like whiter or lighter complexions, like how your veins look on your wrist tells kind of is an indicator of like what look better, like if brighter or like more darker colors would look better. I listen. I don't know.
That's old wives tell. Can't say that on air. Nonsense is this.
It's just
driver or passenger. Boy, I'm moving on.
Passenger.
Yeah, I'm SpongeBob.
I hate driving.
Laptop or tablet?
Laptop.
Laptop, easily.
You can do a lot more on a laptop.
That's facts. Comedy or horror?
Comedy. Comedy all the way.
Comedy for sure.
Comedy all the way. And I will say that I got more into horror, but it's just because, like, horror by yourself, and but watching it with like group of people, like that can find humor and stuff. I don't know. Horror is kind of fun.
I get what you're saying. Not for me. I'd be scared. Beer or wine?
Wine.
Good old wine.
Good old wine.
Gotta be white though. Red wine is disgusting.
Question for you: have you had the Josh wine? Okay. Well, it's more of a, it's kind of like one of the cheaper wines you can get at, like a Walmart or whatnot. It's all right. The kind I had, I got my mom let me have some rosé because she wasn't gonna drink it.
Yuck.
And I will say, it tastes all right.
The aftertaste is horrible.
Yeah, it does put some hairs on your chest. It does burn a little bit. Like, it's liquor.
That's just nasty. Like pink Moscato. I don't like the aftertaste. Joshua, I don't like to try it. Dine in or dine out?
If I'm by myself, dine out. If I'm with other people, usually dine in.
Wait, huh?
Like, if...
Dine in means at the house.
Oh. Okay, then...
Dine out means, yeah.
Then flip that.
Yeah, me too. If I'm by myself, I'm at the crib. But if I'm with people, I want to go somewhere.
If I'm by myself, I like to watch my shows while I eat.
Yeah. Or play Spider-Man or something. This Spider-Man game is crazy. Movies or TV shows?
TV shows.
Yeah, TV shows.
I usually don't. Unless I'm with other people, I usually don't have the patience for a movie. Unless I'm just particularly feeling like that movie, I usually don't have the patience for it.
I like to watch movies with other people, but if I'm just me, I like to watch TV shows with other people too. I don't know. I like people. Did I say that out loud? iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Yeah, iPhone, Android, booty. Waffle or pancake?
I say waffle. You can do more with a waffle.
Like what?
You can spread butter. You can the syrup actually collects on the waffle in the waffle. Besides, you know, pour on the plate.
Nah, you can spread butter on the pancake, and the pancake can sop up that syrup. You know what I'm saying? Then get a little squishy. You know what I'm saying? Get all cuttable and delicious. Nothing like some boy pancakes, boy, out of the way. Rain or snow?
Snow.
Snow. Now this one. I'm going to skip that one and then go back to it. And make that the last one. Ice or fire?
Ice?
Fire. All right, last one. Love or money?
Ooh. Listen, I'm gonna say my answer, and people might be mad, but I'm gonna say it anyways. Money. Yeah, I said it.
I can't buy none with love. Give her the money. I said it. Honest.
Listen. Love is nice. Love is cool. But you know what else is cool? Being able to sleep in your bed at night without worrying if your electricity is going to turn off, or without worrying that you can't pay your bills the next day. That's also nice.
Like when being able to eat is nice.
Like when people, I think when people like think about this question, they usually think about like money, like, oh, like buying mansions or gold plated toilets or things like that. But for me, it's just like, I want money just to survive. You can't pay bills with love. You can't eat. You can't pay, go to the restaurant with love and pay with love. You can't do that. Like, I want to be secure. Be like, okay, I can pay some bills. I can eat out every now and again. I don't need a lot of money. Just enough to do all that. And then find love. Rather than, like, pulling up, trying to pull up to my date and be like, okay, well, here's my car. Don't pay attention to the rickety sound or the fact that we're going 30 miles per hour. And also, when we get to the restaurant, you pay because I can't pay. But you know, I love you.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
The first one particularly hits hard because I was driving. And you know how you have the front of the car, like in the dash where you can like turn the AC all the way or whatnot, and it blows air to defrost the front windshield?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it happened. Maybe because of these roads or whatnot. But I was just driving along, and then all of a sudden I hear a little clickety-clank up there. I'm like, well, what's that? And I looked around my cup holders and whatnot, and something fell, and I was like, no. So okay, I kept driving. And then it happened again. I was like, huh. So when I stopped the car, I felt in like the little air vent thing, and sure enough, half the thing just fell in, and I'm like, well...
Yikes.
Well,
it could have been a pile. Well, we hit one again and my music turned off. I got mad. These piles suck. Well, anywho, that's it for now. We can do the rest another time. You got anything else?
No, that was fun. I like that.
Throwback. I don't like that. I forgot what that was. I know it was at school, but I forgot why. Anywho.
We want to thank y'all for listening to another exciting episode of There Is a Day of Podcast. Today we talked about the Christmas holiday, what we got. We hope y'all had a good Christmas holiday. We hope you have a good New Year's. We talked about Gypsy Love's Brainsard. My English is terrible today. And we also played This or That. We want y'all to leave your responses to some of the questions in the comments. Tell us what those responses are. You can find us on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podcasts, wherever else you find your podcast. I don't know what you do with your life. We're not on YouTube. If you're listening to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, go ahead and leave us those nice comments. Leave the nice ones or leave those responses to questions. So you leave a rude comment. Do so with money because we're not gonna take the suggestion to heart, but we will take the money.
That's facts.
So leave those nice comments with money. If you're listening on podcast, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, you can rate us. Of course, you got to rate us 5 stars, count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. Anything less, and I hope you constantly have water in your shoes.
That's crazy.
And not like your shoes are soaking, just like the bottom of it, where it's kind of like your socks a little bit damp, but it's not like too drastic. But I hope that's a constant thing for you. So 5 stars. To avoid that fate, you can find us on Facebook at Donnell Joshua. That's Donnell space Joshua. We post on there if Mark Zuckerberg commands it. You can put your comments on there. We also have Twitter at Dare Dave Podcast, DarDavePodcast. We post on there as well. We have our Cash Apps on there as well. Give us money. We want an Emmy. Those two things aren't correlated, but I mean, all things help. Lastly, tell your friends, tell your loved ones, tell your old ones, tell your enemies, tell your dog, your cats, the grandma living across from you, who says some interesting things. Tell everybody about our podcast because we want an Emmy.
Facts.
Well, you may be thinking, well, Darius and David, they don't give out Emmys for a podcast. Hey, shut up. We're trying to get a TV show.
Actually, they do give out Emmys for a podcast.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to know which category to put it in.
Well,
which I do.
Well, we want an Emmy for a podcast, and we want an Emmy for a TV show.
All right, so share the stuff, like, follow, all that good stuff. It's the holidays still. Hope you enjoy. Hope it was fun. If it wasn't, better luck next year. Now I'm saying, get your life together.
Oh.
Keep on moving. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps, as they say in good old US of A.
Yeah.
Apply for a job. Drink your water. Leave people alone. Have a good day. And if you can't, don't go messing up anybody else. Shout out to Tabitha Brown. She just won an Emmy.
Yeah. And alongside all that, do something good for someone else for Christmas. Donate to the food kitchen, work at the food kitchen, do something else. Tip your local artist, tip the person playing the trombone on this next to Walmart. Do something good for other people.
It ain't even gotta be financial. If nothing else, leave people alone.
Amen. Mind your business.
Mind your business. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.